This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Church of Christ is a non-Christian cult, okay, just so you know. They add works to salvation. You got to be saved in their church. There's only true church, blah, blah, blah. Another only true church. Colossians 3:16. Instead of John 3:16, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell in you with all wisdom, teaching and admonition one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So, does that mean we do it except in church? Of course we sing in church with thankfulness. And it says with psalms. That means you're to sing psalms in the church. And the psalms tell us to use musical instruments.
Number 5.
Well, I think The Chosen, my wife and I are watching it. I don't know if it's still going. We haven't watched it for a couple of months. But I was enjoying it. I thought it was well done. And I thought they depicted things pretty accurately, not perfectly. I don't particularly have a problem with the lack of perfection as long as it's not heretical in there. And I like the idea of Christ being promoted on TV. I think it's a good thing that Christ be promoted. So I'm good with that. You know, I would rather see him talked about and known. I would like to see that more and more. And that's okay. You know, it's all right.
Number 4.
I've also heard people say that this might not be a good thing just because, from their perspective, it violates the First Commandment because it's creating like an image of God, and pretty much the depiction of Jesus on that show is somebody else's. When they read the Bible, that's their perception of Jesus versus when we read the Bible. So they say that it could be dangerous in the sense of, like, if people don't really read the Bible for themselves, they're internalizing someone else's perception of Jesus.
Yeah, I hear that. When it talks about not making a pagan idol, it says that you would bow down before it. And I understand the risk of the idea of visualizing Jesus the way that an individual might look. I don't know of any Christians who do that. I don't know of any Christians who take an actor and then visualize the actor as someone they're praying to.
Number 3.
In other shows, a lot of times they make Jesus out to be very, like, solemn and serious. And the big thing about The Chosen is that they make him very personable. I just wanted to see what your perspective, if you thought that it violated, like, the First Commandment.
No. I've watched many shows where they've depicted Jesus and had different personality traits represented. I would much rather that films be produced about Christ than not. I'd rather people hear and see what Christ went through, how the scriptures depict it. I would rather that happen than not. And I understand the position that people would say, you know, the characteristics of his habits might not be perfect. I don't see that as a violation of scripture. I don't see it as a violation of the commandment to not make a graven image that you bow down before. I understand that, you know, concern, but I don't see any problem with it.
Number 2.
The Bible says you won't give an account for every idle word on the day of judgment. So how come Christ died for a past and present future sin? Why we still have to give an account for every idle word?
Because there's an accounting of our actions. He died for our sins, so we're justified by faith. We don't have to do anything in order to be saved. But it doesn't mean that our works won't be judged. And our works are going to be judged, but they won't judge us for salvation. The more we do for the Lord, the better reward. And the less you do, if you misuse his giftings, you'll have a loss of reward.
So it does for our service to him, right?
Yeah, and how you are to your friends, and how you are to your wife, and your husband, and children. And did you pick that wallet up and keep it, or did you pick that wallet up and give it back to the owner? Did you do this or do that? All the little things, even the idle words that you say, they are on account.
Number 1!
We're going to face God with them all. Now, I'm not worried about losing salvation because my salvation is not dependent on my actions. It's dependent upon the work of Christ. But I'm going to be held accountable for all the things that I should have done and didn't do and did wrong and did right, etc.
Even though I confess and repent from, I still have to be accountable too.
Absolutely. Just because you're forgiven doesn't mean God doesn't hold you responsible for the gifts and the qualities of life that you're supposed to manifest with Him. You are supposed to do that. So you are supposed to be a good, godly man. For example, in Mormonism or Catholicism, yeah, they're deceived, all right? They're still responsible before God to believe the truth. God isn't going to say in the Day of Judgment, oh, you were tricked by somebody. Hey, it's okay, you can come in. Not your fault. No, everybody is responsible for finding the truth of God's Word and to believe the Scriptures. And then as Christians, we are responsible to act in a godly way before God and people.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Come back now. Here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.